Number two, correcting bivariate designs. When I run this, I had to make choices about who was involved in this study. So I compare treatment one and treatment two, and I get nothing. I compare novices and experts, and I get nothing. At this point, the only reasonable conclusion is that treatment and expertise are both a wash. They have nothing to do with the dependent variable. But what if we put it into a factorial design? Now notice, we replicated the no treatment effect as a main effect in this factorial design. We replicated the no expertise effect as a main effect. But boy, those cell means sure seem to tell a different story than the marginal means. Does treatment matter every time you look? Treatment matters for novices, treatment matters for experts. But in opposite directions to happen to offset and not give us a main effect. Does expertise matter? Expertise matters everywhere you look. It matters for treatment one and it matters for treatment two. It just doesn't happen to matter for the aggregate. We'll talk more about this other times, but marginal means are aggregates. Cell means represent some specific population. What's the population? Novices who got treatment one. This is some odd combination of novices and experts. What about super experts? What about folks in the middle? There's a lot left out here, but we treat that marginal mean and that main effect as carrying information, which is why we're really only going to be interested in main effects when they're descriptive. Because that means those aggregates are telling you something that you can say with some consistency and some hope. So the idea here is that the second reason to run a factorial is to fix the fact that bivariate analyses often miss something. And we need multivariate analyses to get the whole story.